Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie McGaugh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce bunts for an out with unknown description. McBride moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie McGaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lopat moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Lopat moves to third. Hodgen moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee now catching. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-1 in the game. Platt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Platt reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Platt scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells bunts for an out with unknown description. Callaway moves to second. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Callaway moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lopat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgson takes first base on ball 4. Lopat moves to second. Jim Bagby now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Lopat moves to third. Hodgson moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes DiMaggio trying to get to home. Tucker throws the ball into Dickey, who tags DiMaggio, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson now playing center field. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby fires to first and picks off Platt. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell juggles the ball. That's an error on Russell. Callaway moves to second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Williams reaches second base with a double. McBride scores. Pesky moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out. Pesky scores. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to third. York moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pesky. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Platt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Culberson who is chasing the ball. Platt reaches third base with a triple. Trosky goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-3 Red Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Platt scores. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wells. The throw from Partee and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell now playing first base. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodgin takes first base on ball 4. Caldwell moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. Tucker bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bagby. Caldwell scores. Hodgin moves to third. Tucker moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, White Sox. Earl Johnson now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodgin scores. Tucker moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-4, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Mace Brown now pitching. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Platt takes first base on ball 4. Quell moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. Tucker scores. Quell moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.